Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tidur Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph 26a, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah, Parak B'nei Ha'ir. So we just finished a discussion about the Sifrei Torah and the Torah readings and a shul. Now we're going to discuss something a little bit different on that topic, which is what are you allowed to sell a shul for and a Torah for? What are you allowed to now buy with those proceeds? So comes the Mishnah and teaches us a general rule, which is what we're going to be focused on is Malim B'Kodesh Vein Moridin, that we only go up in Kedusha but not onto a lower level of Kedusha. So we're going to have to see how this plays itself out in the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, B'nei Ha'ir Shemachu Rechov HaShalir. So the townspeople who go and sell the town square, so Lochem the Dama Beis HaKnesses, so they can go and purchase with that money a shul. So now this Mishnah is clearly assuming that there is some sort of Kedusha to the town square. So we're going to have to see that in the Gemara. Beis HaKnesses, if someone sold a shul, Lochem Teva, so you're allowed to go and purchase a Teva, which we assume is maybe the Bima from where they read the Torah. Now, Teva, that if someone sold that, Lochem Mitpachos, so then they're allowed to purchase wrappings for the Torah with the proceeds from that. Mitpachos, if they sold the wrappings of the Torah, Yechus Svarim, so they're allowed to go and purchase Svarim for the shul, that's going to be fine. Svarim, if they sold these books of the Svarim, Lochem Torah, so the only thing that they can go off from there is to go and buy a Torah. So what they used to have is they used to have a cloth for each individual parsha. That's what they mean by Svarim. So if you sold the Svarim, you can only go up in Kedushas, you can only go for the Torah. However, comes the Mishnah and tells us the opposite. You're not allowed to do Avalim Machru Torah, but if they sold the Torah, Lo Yichu Svarim. You're not allowed to go and buy Svarim. Svarim, if they sold Svarim, Lo Yichu Mitpachos. Mitpachos, Lo Yichu Teva. Teva, Lo Yichu Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yichu Eser Rechov. So we see the opposite's not going to be true. So you're only allowed to go up in Kedusha, up these six levels, but you're not allowed to go down. V'chaim Nimos Rehen. And says the Mishnah that the same halach is going to apply for any extra proceeds that you may have. Meaning, let's say you sold something for $50,000, the next thing's only going to cost you $30,000. For those extra $20,000, you're not allowed to go and spend it on something which is on a lower level. Good. Now comes the Gemara and says, B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru Rechov HaShalir. So we said that if the townspeople sold the town square, they're allowed to go and purchase a shul with those proceeds. So Amar Abba Brachan Amar Yochanan Zudivrei Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Stumata. This is the ruling of Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Stumata. Ava Chacham Mom Harachov Ein Bo Mishum Kedusha. However, the Chacham disagree and they say that there's no issue with selling the town square of what you're allowed to do with those proceeds because there's no Kedusha when it comes to the town square. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Mai Taima. So what's the reason for Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi? Why does he disagree? Ha'ol Va'am Mispalim Bo Betanius Va'amados. Because there are certain days where everyone has to gather together to pray together, and that's going to be too big for any shul, so they all gathered in the town square, and that's why it's going to have Kedusha v'Rabbanan. So according to the Rabbanan, why did they disagree with this? They explain, Ahu Akrai Balma, that's just occasional, that's not enough to actually give it Kedusha, so that's not going to qualify. Good. Then the Mishnah tells Beis HaKnesses Lochem Teva that if the townspeople sold a shul, they're allowed to go and buy the bima with it. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan, Lo Shanu Ela Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfarim. They only taught this about when someone sells a shul which is in a kfar, in a village, meaning it belongs as part of the private property of the villagers. Aval Beit HaKnesses Shel Krachim, but if it's a big shul in a big city, people aren't allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell it because it doesn't belong to any individual person. Since all the outside people that come to the shul, the townspeople have no right to go and sell it to Havalei Derabim because it belongs to the general public and not to the specific residents of that city. So the only time you're allowed to sell a shul is when it's a shul that's belonged by individuals. But if it's a big shul where a lot of people are coming to all the time, then it doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to the general public and therefore you can't sell it. Tomer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hi, Bekinish Damasa Machasya. There's a shul in Machasya, which is where Ravashi was from. Afagav de Me'alma Asula. Even though a lot of people come from it, Kevan Da'adai to Didikasu, since they're only coming from it because they came to hear my shiurim, says Ravashi. Iba inu mizamnile. So if I want to, I'm still allowed to sell it because it's as if I own it and not the rab. Meisve, but I'll ask you a question on this from a Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says on this rule again that we can't sell anything that's community owned as opposed to things which are personally owned. So I'm Rav Yehuda. So there was a certain incident that happened in a shul of copper refiners in Yerushalayim. Shemachru Rabbi Eliezer. They sold this, the trustees of the shul sold the shul to Rabbi Eliezer. And he used it for all his needs. What we see from here is that the transaction was valid and the shul lost its kedusha as a result of the sale. But there, since the shul was located in Yerushalayim, it's certainly considered a big city and it should have no owner. So how are they possibly able to go ahead and sell this to Rabbi Eliezer? So answer the Gemara, no, Ahu Beit Knishta Zuta Hava. Now this is a very small shul, the Inu Avdua, and these copper refiners, they themselves built it, so that's why it's not going to be an issue. Meisve, I'll ask you another question on the Shita that you're not allowed to sell a shul unless it's for the villagers, but a big city shul can't be sold. When the Torah teaches us about Nige Batim, that there could be Tsaras on the house, so the Torah tells us, bebeis eretz achuzaslam, that it has to be in a house of the land of your inheritance, which implies achuzaslam mitama b'negayim, that only your inheritance, a house that's on the land where the Jewish people were settling the land of Eretz Yisrael, where the nations divided up the land, only there can you have nigei batavein Yerushalayim mitama b'negayim. But Yerushalayim is not going to be susceptible to this type of tumah, and therefore there's going to be no issue of nigei batim of taras of the house in Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakam, and he says, ani lo shamati el makom mikdash bovad. I only heard from my teachers that taras of the house doesn't apply just to the makom hamikdash. Again, the point would be that the makom hamikdash is owned by the mikdash, and since it's consecrated property and not individual property, it's not subject to going ahead and having any of this type of tumah. So comes Gemara and says, "How about the kinas yisus batim midrash and mitam?" But what seems to come out from Rabbi Yehuda's statement is that only the place of the Beis Hamikdash is going to be something which is not individually owned; rather, it's owned by everybody. But when it comes to the shuls and the bate medrash, that is personally owned, and therefore it is subject to the tumah of taras, and therefore a sale should be able to go through. So amai hadikrochan havu. This belongs to the whole city, so it shouldn't be allowed to have any. This way, Gemara Ema Amar Rav Yudah Anilo Shemati El Makom Mikudash Bilvan. It wasn't Makom Mikdash. It's not talking about just the place of the Beis Hamikdash. It's talking about any holy place, and that's what it's referring to. And therefore, shuls and bate medrash are also going to be communally owned and can't be sold anyway. Now comes Gemara, but my kamuflagi. So, what was this machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah? Again, the Tanakam is saying that all of Yerushalayim is publicly owned and therefore not subject to the taras of the house, as opposed to Rabbi Yudah saying that no, only the Makom Mikdash or the Makom Mikudash, all these holy places, those are going to be the only exceptions, but a house in Yerushalayim, of course, that can get taras of the house. Says the Gemara, Tanakama says, Lo nischalka Yerushalayim ha-shvatim, that Yerushalayim was not given out amongst the Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, this is nischalka Yerushalayim ha-shvatim. No, Yerushalayim was given out amongst the Shvatim. Uplukta dahane tonight. And really, this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama is also a similar machlokas that occurs in the Tanaim. The Tanaim, because it was talking about Brisa Mehaya Bechelko Shel Yehuda, which parts of the Beis HaMikdash were in the territory of Yehuda, Har HaBayis, HaLashkachos, VaHaZaros. So these three things were in the section of Yehuda, Umehaya Bechelko Shel Binyamin, and which parts were in the property of Binyamin, because the Beis HaMikdash was put in between the properties of Yehuda and Binyamin. So which parts were in Yehuda, which parts were in Binyamin? So in Binyamin, it was the Ulam, the Heichal, Ubeis Kachia Kadashim. The Ulam, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadashim. Tzua Haisa Yotzeis Mechelko Shel Yehuda, and there was a strip of land that was going through the portion of Yehuda, v'nichneses b'chelko shel Binyamin, and it entered into the portion of Binyamin. Uba mizbeach bano, and on it there was a mizbeach made. V'haya Binyamin atzadik mitzara alaya b'chol yom levol, and Binyamin was crying over this and so upset over this all the days because he wanted to absorb it into his territory. Shenamar, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says chofeif alav kol ayom. When talking at the end about Binyamin, it says that he agonized it over it constantly. L'fichal sacha Binyamin nase ushpizchan l'shchina, and therefore, as a consolation for his loss of this mizbeach, Binyamin got the rights to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He got the rights to all of this. But what we do see from this brisa is that there was a division of land done in Yerushalayim. We see that there's a, it depends who got which, but we see Yehuda and Binyamin both got properties in Binyamin, so we see that the lands of Yerushalayim were given out to the Shvatim, and it seems like Rabbi Yehuda is right. V'hai Tana Savar, Lo nischalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim, and the other Tana held that Yerushalayim was not given out to the Shvatim. How do we know? It's the Tana because of Tana Brisa. Say, Ein maskirin batim Yerushalayim, that when the people were going to be Ola L'Regel during the Shlosh Ragam, when they would all go to Yerushalayim, so the Brisa teaches us that you're not allowed to rent out houses in Yerushalayim. Mipnei she'ein on shelahem, because the houses are not theirs, because houses in Yerushalayim at that time don't belong to any individual occupants, rather they belong to everyone in the public. Rabbi Lezer bar Tzadok Omer, Aflomitos, even the bed, you're not allowed to lease out the bed, Lefichach, and therefore, how would people compensate their host when they would go for being Ola L'Regel, when they would go to Yerushalayim, they needed to stay somewhere. How can you, they're just not going to pay anything? How's this going to work? So, Oros Kadashim, Bali, Ushpizin, Notvinoso, Mizroa. So, the innkeepers who would take care of the people, so they would take the skin of the animals that they were bringing as carbonos. But we see that it doesn't really belong to them individually, that they're allowed to just go ahead and charge. It really belongs to everybody, but they're just giving a nice little tip. So, Amar Abai, Shema Mina, Orach Ara Lemishbach, Inesh Kofa, Umashla, Buuspize. So, we see that the proper thing to do, it's good manners to go and leave over something for the person who's making your stay okay. Leave over the skin of your animal or some sort of jug that you use during your stay in order to go ahead and properly compensate the people who had you. But what we see from this brisa is that no one owns the land in Yerushalayim, really it's publicly owned. So we see that this machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is really this machlokas Tanaim over here as well. This is Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.